Paul, if we can start tonight on your goaltender, faces 40 shots. Just your thoughts on what you saw from the bench tonight for Connor Hellebuyck?
All the pieces to a great goaltending game. I mean, some fantastic saves, and then a big chunk of excellent technical work in terms of just being in the right spots, working hard to get into the right spots, and then making some of them look far easier than they were. I don't feel he was lucky. He was just outstanding.
Game-winning goal tonight comes a minute and 22 into the first period. Was it a relief to get a first-period goal just kind of based on the way the Nashville game went?
Yeah, I think it was important. I thought that chunk, that start, I think we were clearly right. We were getting pucks to the net and doing it from a more directed mindset, I think, with the pucks. So it was good that there was the payoff. And then you're waiting for the coach's challenge goal, and it's a long wait. And then you've got the stanchion go down, and you're worried that you're going to come off your game. I liked it pretty much right through to the start of the third period. I thought we were pretty good tonight.
Your goaltender's night could have actually included a goal. 3-0, they pulled the goalie. What's going through your mind when you see him try and take that shot?
Oh, I want him to do it. I mean, he's... That was part of the, I wanted to take that chance for sure, because they're taking away the walls. The shutout's kind of on him. Like, if he steps up and feeds that thing up the middle and somebody knocks it down and it's not a high stick, then he can handle it, you know. It better him than somebody else. After the way he's played, he should have ownership of the way it ends. I want him to take that shot.
Well, obviously, says you got a great goaltending performance, but what else does it say, Paul, that on a night when you're missing Tucker Pullman, Nathan Beaulieu, and then Dmitry Kulikov and then Carl Dahlstrom goes down, you guys do get a shutout.
Our goaltender's really, really good. You know, and then I liked our game through, too. I didn't love our third period at all. I mean, there's some things that, and it's not laziness or cheat. What happened in that third period is we won it. It's been a while since we've won at home, and we pull off our forecheck completely. And you're playing a team with some, or anybody's team are going to get their back end, but there's some guys that are going to get up the ice on you, and they got up the ice on us. So we weren't pushing forward, and we were sweeping side to side, and they were coming with four. And then by the time you get to your end, you have no grasp on responsibilities or lanes. So that's what happened in the third. But the guys were... We wanted it for Helly. We wanted it for those five guys that were left on the blue line, and didn't maybe manifest the way we wanted to, but we had earned the right to be there at 3-0.
And just, can you tell us anything about Dimitri's injury?
Dimitri's got the flu. Oh. So we knew that last night. We were hoping he was going to come in. We didn't bring him in the morning skate. It's kind of, you know, see if you heal up fast enough. But we knew fairly early on this afternoon that it didn't look like he was going to make the game. Carl's going to get checked out tomorrow, but this one's not going to be short-term. I know that already, so I'll give you more detail the day after tomorrow, but this is not day-to-day.
Matthew Perreault takes what looked like an elbow to the chin, uncalled, and it seemed a little late.
That was bad. That's a reckless shot. And maybe I'm more sensitive right now because I just lost the guy to another one of those, and it's a headshot. But that one is player to player. You can't do that. You know, I mean, I get it when some of these collisions happen late or somebody thinks they move and you accidentally catch a guy. There's no need for that one. I'm sure it'll get looked at.
And Jack Rossovic gets a goal after getting kind of bumped down a line.
Yeah. It was a good demotion, you know, if I'm being forced to use that word. You have to play against different guys, and your role changes a little bit. So Kopp and Wheeler and Ehlers got to handle the Horvat line. That's heavy, right? And then especially when they move, you know, Besser into that hole, that's a real powerful line. And you know, Matty goes back to the right side, his correct side. Jack gets to go out and play a little bit, you know, and he was good tonight. So the other parts of his game were good too. Ready to get pucks off the walls. You got pucks in. So good for him. Hopefully that's, you know, it's 1-19. That's a long stretch for a skilled guy to go. a lot of times he get one, they get that big confidence boost, and because he's had some chances, he hasn't been going for him. So I'm hoping that's a bit of a catalyst for him getting to the offensive numbers that we believe he's capable of getting to.
Paul, just going back to the hit, what message does it send when Blake goes over to Virtanen after that happens?
You know, you don't want to be chasing around every hit, but that's player safety. They have to have an agreement on the ice, playing hard and fast, and sometimes it is almost not incidental, but purely accidental when a collision happens and you catch somebody's head. But they got to protect each other. That's the area. I mean, you don't see the hits from behind as often, but those elbows come up. I just thought that was completely unavoidable. It was almost a decision more than what happened at late.
Hellebuck said something along the lines that he felt his details were slipping, or his practice habits, or whatever. Recently, I'm interested. Did you see that, or is this just a guy who is simply not happy with anything but perfection?
I think you're still at where he's at, learning the logistics of the season, but certainly the ebb and flow of your energy levels during an NHL season. I mean, we're not practicing much, and we won't for the rest of the year based on, 4-6 on the road. So we have very, very little practice time. He doesn't like to morning skate, so I don't need him to morning skate, especially when you're throwing a game like that. You don't ever have to come to a morning skate again. But then you've got to get some work in, right? It can't be just the games that you've played. There has to be some defined time. So it's that's his almost decision how hard he's going to work. But he has to really monitor that, monitor his time on the ice, when he's on the ice in practice, that there is enough high level. And that's part of being an NHL number one guy. It's also, there's probably an added piece to that being true when you're playing out of Winnipeg with the way we travel. So I thought he pushed real hard here in his practice, last couple of practices. We went real short, but he wasn't fooling around at all. He was working at it. That's just maturity, awareness of what a great player needs to do to stay great.